you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR Show. This week in studio for his three-peat, it is Kevin Heffernan. New movie Quasi is out. Really fucking funny movie. And we play a game with him where he can identify a quote from his movie past. If he gets it right, we donate $20 to charity. If he gets it wrong, Gay by Mike's got to do a beer shot, a full beer shotgun, rather. And he gets pretty drunk by the end of the episode. Very fun, very cool guy. We do this every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. James Madden steps in the co-hosting ability, and it's right in the studio. Use the code SDR, get a 7-day free trial at the brand new GasDigital.com. That's right, no more Gas Digital Network. GasDigital.com, brand new website with a bunch of new features coming. You want to subscribe now. Here it is, the Kevin Heffernan episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hole. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
All righty. Yes. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. There was a time when James Madden would complain to me that all he does is Zoom episodes, he never gets to come in studio. And in the past month, it was the Go-Go's, the Sex Pistols, this guy.
What?
I'm honored to be with this guy, but I love that you pluralize everyone. We had one Go-Go and one Sex Pistol. I mean, it was just so impressive. Right?
Which Go-Go did you have?
One of the Go's? No, we had, come on.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Gina Shock.
Gina Shock.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
And she was spectacular.
Yeah, she's great. And she also was...
Which Go-Go's?
Yeah, the Go. She's a drummer.
Okay, got it. Okay.
But also, the only one in the band when they started that knew how to play.
Right. You know, right. I saw the documentary.
Right. That's right. It's great. One Sex Pistol, the one who wrote the whole fucking first album, only album.
About 75%.
10 of the 12 songs.
Glenn Matlock.
He co-wrote. The bass player.
Yeah, he co-wrote. Steve Jones, jack shit, yeah. Huh?
But you had him in the studio. Two days ago.
Yeah. He was great.
And you get to come?
And he came in.
I was there, baby. I was living the best life possible.
Because you know Big J. You were just with Big J.
I saw him in L.A. last week.
Yeah. And Jay is usually the in-studio. We do the show live on Wednesdays.
Okay.
And James and I record the Zoom episodes.
I'm Johnny Zoom.
On whatever day someone's available.
I see. Okay.
Shannon, when the first two times he was on, and then we'll do a full intro, who was on with him?
So one time was Gino, one time was Jay.
It was Jay. Okay, yeah. That's right. So we've seen a full, is a three-peat, a hat trick, if
unbelievable.
You will. Look at me using sports reference.
A sports reference from Ralphie.
And this now you came all the way from the Upper East Side to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
thanks,
that far.
You're
a very nice person.
Thank you.
You come from a long way. I'm like, oh, not bad. Upper East. He goes, that's a long way.
That's a long
way. I came from Tatooine.
And we're going back together, by the way, because my store is opening, and while we're taping this, in 5 days.
What's a store? What do you mean?
I have another podcast called Good Sugar, which is on health and wellness.
Yeah.
And the founder of a big chain here in New York called Juice Press is the one who does it with me, and we are opening our first location for food on 3rd Avenue.
And what is like healthy food?
Vegan food with a, how would I put this, like a socially conscious footprint. No single-use plastics. You get discounts for bringing in your own glass bottles, that kind of thing. And it's opening Tuesday. And I'm going there today just to kind of go through.
I feel like I'm learning a lot about you.
Yeah. Socially conscious.
You found
no
out
pronouns.
About my brother beforehand?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot. I should come into the studio more often.
You should. So let's give him a full intro, by the way.
Did you know that he used to be a strip club DJ?
You might know that. I think they came up on the show we've talked about in the past. So let's do it right.
He's
actor, writer, producer, director, a member of the Broken Lizard comedy troupe. You know from Super Troopers, Beer Fest, Club Dread, Slammin' Salmon. New movie called Quasi coming out on Hulu right around the corner. Also, of course, you know Ms. Rod from Super Troopers. Everyone does. It is Kevin Heffernan. How are you, buddy?
How are you?
Third time on the show.
First time here.
Third time, first time here. Yeah, how does it feel to be in the studio?
It's better. I mean, look at this.
It's great. Are you excited that next week when we have a guest, he's going to say that last week we had the Broken Lizards on?
Yeah, the Broken Lizards.
Yeah, all of them. All five of them?
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I just say Glenn Matlock...
Yeah.
You're going to say Glenn who?
But you could also do this.
I could say Glenn Malick of the Sex Pistols.
I mean, it's just a few
more
words.
It just seems fucking wordy.
It's just words.
But whoever that guesses is going to say,
which Broken Lizard.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So
the fat also, guy.
James showed up late, so I had to cut my words a little bit.
Oh, really? You know what I mean? He had a plumber problem. His plumber was in his house.
Someone here has compassion in their heart, Ralph.
Not me.
His toilet was clogged. I mean, give me a break.
Did you clog it?
No, it's my goddamn... I didn't even know I had a problem in my bathtub. It dripped. I'm used to torture.
Okay.
45 years of it. I am Johnny Guantanamo Bay. I don't give a shit. And he's in there. He's speaking in tongue, and I just, whatever. It's great to be here.
Do you feel uncomfortable leaving somebody in your apartment? Yeah. Is that what happened?
That's what happened.
I was telling my new super is like, yo, man, it's cool. I'm like, no, it's not, dude. And I'm like, who's going to lock the door? He's like, man, there's a button that you press. What lock? Star Trek, the first season?
The inside of every door has a latch that you can put so you go in and out whenever you want, and you just flip it back.
But that guy's got to do it. That plumber's
going to
give a
shit. He's got to do it when he leaves.
He's saying the plumber was going to do it.
The plumber was just going to go blip, blip.
Oh, okay.
What
the hell are we doing with our lives?
Do you have that much there to be stolen that you're worried?
I got all kinds of things.
Because I have nothing, nothing in my apartment that if you could knock the TV off the wall and get it out, then that's on you.
All he has is shorts and sweatpants. That's what he has.
That's all he needs.
That's all he has.
How do you know I don't have the Maltese Falcon, the original?
I'm just quite confident you
don't. Holy shit, that would be cool.
Would that be amazing?
I'm quite confident that you
don't. And I still live the way I live. But I spent every dime on the Maltese Falcon. Yeah,
the one thing you own?
Yeah.
I want to let's start with this. So the trailer.
Okay,
right,
okay.
Quasi,
yeah.
And I know this part so far. Yeah. This is something that you guys had as an idea way back when you wrote the first Super Trooper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you shelved it. Right?
Yes, yeah.
Because you figure nobody wants to see a period piece with you idiots.
Nobody's going to pay for that shit.
No one's going to buy you guys fucking...
No. No, no one's going
to
pay for that.
So the first question I have to ask, how much... like actual research you go into about Quasimodo and the time period, or you just fucking think this seems right?
We didn't do any. And then I think when we started doing it with the studio, they were like, you know, they wanted us to be a little more realistic. And then when you give it to your crew, then they get real, like the wardrobe person, like they have, you know, well, what they wore in the time was this. And, you know, so it kind of was a reverse.
Yeah.
We aren't good. In terms of research.
I don't see you guys as like, let's make sure this is authentic.
No, like we made a movie, Club Dread, and there's a scene in it where I have to do like martial arts sword work. And like the producer was like, hey, let's get you a lessons and, you know, show you how to. I was like, fuck it. It's just fucking this stuff, you know? And so I did it. And they make fun of me to this day because I look like an idiot. But
that's why he only has 9 fingers, is because he didn't.
That's
do
right.
Study
I should have got
all.
A teacher. But so anyway, for this, it was like, you know, we try to stay kind of. We got a dialect coach.
Okay, you did?
We did.
Wow.
And like, it is, from what I could see from the trailer, Steve's costume is basically doing this.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's like Superman, you know, with the glasses on, you know?
That's basically, who is that man just from doing this?
It's just doing that. Yeah. And they put a hump in his back.
Right, okay.
And, you know, it's a rubber hump on his back, and he walks bent over, you know? And now, boom, Quasimodo.
Did he develop any sort of back issues?
He did. It was more of his hips. Like, his hips got all fucked up. He was like, you know, everyone asked if his, like, mouth froze, but no, it was really just him walking and his hips got all fucked up.
Yeah, I could imagine that'd be a pain in the ass. So I have the question that comes to mind is that this is a Hulu release.
It is, yeah.
And we live in a wild time right now where there's so many streaming platforms and there's traditional releases. I imagine you guys have enough gravitas, good word for all those people out there.
I guess I'm one of those people.
To demand or at least suggest a brick-and-mortar theatrical release.
Yeah.
So can you explain to me, as a neophyte, another good word, why you would choose this? Is it just kind of like to the layman out there, the thought process?
What happened was... We.
I just, by the way, wanted to improve it, show everyone my good.
It's good.
You do it all the time.
That's a good question.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm a polyglot. Anyway, continue.
Okay. We had like a little window to shoot this movie, right? After Super Troopers 2 came out, they asked us what we wanted to do, and we said we want to do this movie, and they said okay. We had a little window between seasons of our show, and it was during the pandemic, and there was no theaters. There's no theatrical deals at all because they didn't even know what the fucking future was of movie theaters at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, well, we aren't making theatrical deals because we don't have any movies in the movie theater. Do you want to do it this way?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, sure.
Oh, so that was it. Because it was
in the pandemic.
It was a deal of convenience.
It was a deal of convenience. And, you know, from our perspective, not a lot of people went and saw Super Troopers in the movie theater.
Right.
People, you know, scores of people discovered it on DVD or with their buddies or whatever. So to us, it was like, however we can get the movie out there, that's fine. And in the middle of the pandemic, nobody was putting movies in theaters anyway. So
if you were going to do that deal today, you might have done it differently.
Definitely.
Okay, that's
interesting. We definitely would have. Okay. Well, because I think there's like all this evidence now that, you know, some theatrical stuff gets more people to see it. You know, it gets the marketing becomes mm-hmm. different. You know, right. money making becomes different. You know, but this is the future. So,
and you have a girl on the show. In the movie, rather.
Yeah.
That is one of my all-time favorite women. She's from Supernatural as well. She played
Calix.
Sam's original girlfriend in that dies in the first episode, Adrian Pilecki.
Yeah. Right?
Who also, by the way, played a... Never aired. I did see it, though. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she was Wonder
in
Woman.
One episode of a potential
it was Wonder a Woman failed, series. Like, NBC
it
show.
It never came out. There's an Aquaman, too. One episode with the dude that plays Jack Reacher now.
The big guy. Yeah. Rich,
you watch it on
Alan
YouTube.
Alan Richman.
Yeah, and she is, I mean... God damn it, she's gorgeous.
You know what
she
they call those? Pilots.
No, but it's not a pilot. A pilot, to me, comes out.
No, you make a pilot.
And then they decide.
And then it gets,
oh, okay. What do I know?
Yeah. You want to add that to the list of words you've been throwing behind your back there, Globetrotter? Your fancy shit
well,
here?
Well, that's why we're here to learn, right?
Yeah, we're here to learn.
Come on. But she's great. She's, you know, you'd like her. She's super fucking tall.
Oh, I know. I love her so much. She's like, I've had a crush on her for 20
years. She's got a great energy.
She's literally like 6'2 or something.
Is that what you're calling it, an energy?
That's
what she has?
Do you see what...
She has two great energies right there? Is that what you're looking at?
I don't see those.
Filthy
no, look at that face right there. Look at that energy. She walks in the room. If she would have walked in with those plumbers today, I'd be like, stay as long as you want. We're great. What do you want?
Yeah,
I'll make quiche. I don't even know how to make quiche.
In your world, that girl is a plumber.
Yeah,
or she'd a plumber's
walk in
assistant.
With a plumber. No, just, I'm just saying her energy's so good, Ralph. If she would have walked in with these assailant plumbers that made me late today, yeah. Who do I point at for this fucking word? I went to public school in Nevada, for Christ's sake.
She's great. How did she?
She's great.
Audition? Or you?
No.
After her?
No, she's too big for that.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But she's she does that. She does that show, The Orville.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
wasn't she? I think she was dating Seth MacFarlane for a bit, wasn't she?
No, it was one of the other guys in the show.
Yeah.
One of the other guys in the show. And so, you know, we knew she could do comedy, and we needed a queen, and she looks like a queen.
She's fucking great.
She's about 6'2".
Is she that? No, she's not that tall. Is she really that tall?
Oh, yeah.
Make me like her even more.
She's
God damn
very,
it.
Very tall and statuesque.
Oh, I hate
but also a great, you know, comedy, like improv. She did it all.
I always thought, by the way, because of her last name is so similar to one of the dudes from Supernatural.
Oh, Supernatural. He's Pilecki. She's Pilecki.
Padalecki, and she's Pilecki.
She's Pilecki.
Yeah, and I thought it was his wife in the beginning, or his sister. And I found out it's just spelled differently. Anyway, so let me ask you this.
Yeah, she's great. I will say that.
I get it. She's great. She's gorgeous. Everything. She's got it all.
Very talented. Leave it like that. Very talented.
So there are five dudes
in
the Broken Lizards.
Yeah.
Right? And Broken Lizard.
Yeah.
When you're doing these movies, is there a hierarchy of who gets to veto what, or is it a group thing? Do you and Steve, who seem to be the closest, really are the two powers that be? Mm-hmm. How does that dynamic work out?
It's pretty democratic. I guess I directed the movie, so I got a little
right. You
bit
get a little more. You're the director.
I got a little
bit of,
you know, somebody has to have the final answer, but you know, it's always been democratic, and you know that causes problems. You know, you get into fights and shit like that. I guess like bands do or whatever.
Right.
But
is there a corporation papers that decide? Well, this is how we break ties, or this is how, or is it that whoever wants to fight for it the most gets it? You know what I mean?
No. We used to leg wrestle, and you know,
I'd love to see a leg wrestling to get a gag in a movie.
Yeah. I mean, right?
Yeah,
so we've done that. Foot races we've done?
Have you really?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I lose that.
That's spectacular.
I lose that.
Have there been pieces of movies that you lost the voting on that you wish made it into something?
Like that I lost the vote?
Yeah, you were like...
I don't lose.
Okay, there we go. So that's the real answer right there.
You know what winners do, Ralph? They win, baby.
But it's like a political thing. You have to coalesce like a majority, right? So I have to pull you to me.
So you're a good politician.
Right, I got to pull you into me. Against that guy. And then you win. They win the vote.
Oh, man, like a whip in Congress.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah,
that shows that you're educated.
Hey, how's that? Or I watched the first 2 years of House of Cards. What do you want from me, baby?
Sure. I just watch now for the love of that dude. Whatever. So I saw you answer some weird questions online, which this one, by the way, Shannon and I agreed and disagreed with you.
Okay.
The question was, if your mom and your girlfriend swapped minds.
Okay.
Jesus.
So now your mom's brain is in your girlfriend's body.
Okay, got it.
And your girlfriend's brain is in your mom's body. And you have to fuck one of them.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Which one do you have sex with? And your answer at the time was vehemently, I fuck the body of my girlfriend with my mom's mind.
Yes. I think I'd stay with that.
And my original thought was, it all depends. Shannon, how did you put it exactly? Because it was the way I felt, and you put it succinctly.
it's a matter of whether you yourself want to be tortured or whether you want to torture the other person.
Right. And so it shows me that Kevin is self-centered.
Yeah, he wants to torture his mother.
And he wants to torture his mother. Where my initial thought was, oh, no, I do my mom's body because my girlfriend's there. It would suck, but at least it's my girlfriend.
Okay.
Because I don't want to put that on my mom. My mom's body's not going to remember it got fucked by me.
Do they flip
back? But my mom would. They flip back afterwards.
Yeah, you got to bang mama. Mama's body. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, you gotta get mama's body.
You're torturing your mother, or you torture yourself. And I felt when I heard that question immediately.
What if your girlfriend has an incredible body?
That's a good point.
What if? I mean,
I didn't even think about it.
Your mom doesn't. I didn't. And your mom doesn't even come close.
And what if the mom's like Gretchen Mol in Boardwalk Empire? Remember that? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
She fucked her goddamn son. It was a real hoot.
Well, and then
she
got hooked. Probably for the love of the game.
And then she got hooked on horse.
So I just think, you were wrong for that.
Really?
Because I think that I wouldn't want to torture my poor sweet mom.
What if your mom was 82
years old? You don't think she didn't remember, is what you're saying.
I don't know. It's just, you know.
Oh. Dementia. Yeah, what a wild card.
Maybe she don't remember.
What a wild card.
Dementia's the wild card.
She has no idea. She thought she had a good time last night.
That's some real goddamn
I had a great dream last night. I got fucking...
Didn't think about that, did you, Shannon? Dementia.
But it led me to a very logical question. Shannon, I don't know if you could pull up a picture of all five guys in Broken Lizard for a second.
Okay.
Okay. I know you're closest to Steve. It seems like you guys do Tacoma.
Well, I mean, we've all been together for 30 years. But yeah, I work mostly with Steve.
And I will get into the story in a second about how, from what I understand, you met Steve through him stealing your coat.
Yeah, he stole my coat.
But, okay, here's the. So take Steve out of the picture because that doesn't count.
Okay.
Okay. The three other dudes.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill. I'm stealing from James. Let's hear it.
Okay.
We did this with the Sex Pistols. Yeah.
Oh, all you did?
85 of them.
And when I realized you can't do Steve.
So take Steve out.
Take Steve out. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oof, that's rough.
Can I say this? The picture of you, great energy.
I guess. Great energy. Thank you.
I
look
feel
at
like Steve should have been left in because we don't know if he'd want to fuck him or marry him.
No, I feel like they're just.
We could pull him.
I think you're pulling. Because also, by the way, then it's a nice solid three, Shannon. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Okay. Kill.
You're leaving someone out. That's why I did it that way.
Stolhansky's the nicest guy, so I'd probably marry him.
Okay.
He's the guy in the end there. Fucking kill. Okay. I would probably. Fuck Chandrasekhar because he's exotic.
All right, I get it.
And I guess that means I have to kill Soder.
He's
the guy in the middle.
Poor guy.
Poor fella.
He looks like someone who knows he's about to die right there.
I guess so. I mean, I love him. I wouldn't kill him, but if I had to, I'd have to choose, I guess, right?
Exotic would be fun to have sex with, right?
Yeah, you know, he's kind of a darker, exotic fella. You know what I mean? Right?
And him and I, you also and I agree on one other thing, by the way, which was in my research. If you're going to have a threesome,
yeah,
you and I would choose the same person, Chris Hemsworth. I would do it in a second.
Really? I would.
In a second.
For a devil's threesome.
Devil's threesome. Yeah, I would choose him in a second.
That's what it's called, devil's threesome. Yeah. Two men.
Yeah, I don't know why the devil needs another dude there. I don't know why I ended up going with the devil.
I think, by the way, the concept comes from the two horns, as in the two penises.
Oh.
That's what I would think.
Now I'm learning shit.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true, but
it sounds good.
Next week on the McLaughlin File.
You know that I did this. I've said this many times on the podcast. I did this with him, Chris Hemsworth, once. Ready? And this is just for the video listeners. And you get it back to me.
Where? Well, you guys are probably the same height.
Yeah, that's why. We were passing each other in Sirius XM,
like
and we were fucking head and shoulders above
everybody. Got it.
It was right when the first floor came out. And we were walking past here, then I gave it back. I'm like, that's cool.
That's a tall guy thing.
That's closest I came to a threesome with him, but I'll take it. That's a tall guy thing.
I would with him, but I would have to get in character. I'd have to dress up as the Rocky dude.
The Rocky dude?
Creed?
No, he means the Rocky guy from
Ragnarok. Oh, yeah.
I would be in character. I'd be like, hey, Taika Waititi. It's a freaky circle.
It also seems hot and complicated to have the threesome.
But so is a devil's threesome.
But
that's where it comes from, because the devil lives in hot and heat.
You're assuming that Thor fucks the Rock guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to dress as the Rock guy.
And I see.
I will, in this scenario, I'm guessing Hemsworth will actually get the woman, and I'll get mouth pleasure as a Rock.
By the way,
okay.
There's no doubt that Hemsworth gets the woman in this scenario.
He's Chris Hemsworth.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
And I'm on a podcast bitching about a plumber.
Yeah. Come on, yeah.
Talk about energy.
And one last one about my little weird questions about Mr. Heffernan here.
Yeah.
Is it true that for the most part, you pee sitting down?
No. No, I think that was a joke that we put into our stand-up routine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I read somewhere that you said somewhere there was a bathroom that was up a few flights
of stairs. That was a bit I used to do. Right, it was a bit like, who's a bigger pussy? Or we can't say pussy anymore, right?
It depends on what you're referring
to. Who's the bigger snowflake or whatever it was, the word of the time.
By the way,
and then we'd have the crowd vote.
Shannon, look this up. I don't know how you're going to find this, but there's a word that they say is what pussy came from.
Okay.
Not mean vagina or cat. It's like pussaccharin or something like that. And it means
pussaccharin.
Something like that. And it means to be like wimpy. And it's like a polysyllabic word that is where they say pussy originally came from and not from vagina.
Pussaccharin. So we can bring it back.
I don't know if you're going to find that, Shannon.
That's the joke that we did. We can make pussy great again.
Let's make it great again.
I found a Latin word. Do you want to see that?
Yeah, let me see if that's it.
I don't know if I can say it. Hold on.
Yeah. The word, Milwaukee.
Where is it?
Pusillanimous.
Pusillanimous. Yeah,
I was close. Okay.
And that's supposed to mean like being kind of like wimpy.
Okay.
So that's apparently, then it says it's a plausible etymology of it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like means wishy-washy.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. There you go. So we bring him back the pussy.
Okay.
So now I don't feel
all
bad.
All right.
Don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so now elaborate on this because maybe this is bullshit. Did you really meet Steve, your boyfriend, for lack of better words, right? Your partner.
Yeah.
He stole your coat.
Yeah.
Then had the fucking audacity to bring that coat back to the same party.
Yeah.
And that's how you met him.
That is how I met him. Yeah. He was a freshman and I was a sophomore. There was a party. We went to Colgate University in upstate New York. And we had a party in the fraternity house. And it was wintertime. And you would throw the coats, you know, on the floor. Because everyone had a big winter coat. It's cold up there.
It's goddamn cold.
And so one day I went one night when, after a party. I went to get my coat, put it on, and it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Fuck!" Because it happens. People steal your coats. Whatever. Fuck! Somebody stole my coat. And a week later, we had another party, and my coat was back. And I was like, "Holy shit! My coat's back."
Was it? You went with a different coat.
I didn't even have a coat. No coat.
And you just go into the coat room, and your coat's there.
It's just sitting there. And so I pick it up, and I'm like, "Holy shit! My fucking coat!" And I reach into the pocket. And this is a true story. Reached in the pocket, and the thief had left his college ID inside the pocket. And I pulled it out, and it was Stephen Carlos Lemmy. I was like, "Who the fuck? Oh, that's that freshman, you know?" And I went looking for him, and I found him.
At the party,
at the party. Yeah. He's like that dance floor or whatever. And I found him.
What
a
pussy.
And I was like, "Dude, he's pusillanimous." I said, "You stole my coat." He said, "No, I didn't." I said, "I found your fucking ID in it." He goes, "Holy shit, the guy who stole your coat must have been the same guy who stole my ID." I was like,
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty
a good one. That's a good one.
And you did not like him for quite some time.
Didn't like him for a while. I didn't want to cast him in our comedy group. I didn't like him at all. And then Jay Chenchecker talked me into it.
And so that leads me nicely, segued, into the birth of Broken Lizard, originally called Charred Gooseneck, which apparently that troop still exists in your college.
It does. It's a Charred Goosebeak.
Goosebeak, that
was Chenchecker's name. He came up with it. And we started it there in the 90s, or whatever it was. And then it's still there. It's still there now.
They still exist.
They got like a yearbook page now.
That's cool.
Wow.
And what was like the birthing of Broken Lizard? I know originally I think one of the discarded names was Chocolate Speedo, which is a great name.
There was Chocolate Speedo. There was four whiteys and an engine. That was another one.
I mean, I love it.
That's a great one.
That was a great one. But I think we got talked out of that.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah.
And Broken Lizard apparently means nothing, right?
It doesn't mean anything. I mean, we try to make up names for it. But what happened was we were doing shows in the Village.
You know what's funny about that? You do it at the Duplex.
The Duplex.
The girl that is an engineer here, her father owns the Duplex.
No.
Yeah, not her, not Shannon.
Not Shannon.
No, not Shannon. She's not here today.
Okay.
But her father owns it. And my mom used to put on comedy shows at the Duplex. Because
really?
Her husband, well, fiance at the time, they're not married, they never got married, but her fiance was the owner before this guy. He sold it to this guy.
Okay.
And that's all full circle. So I probably was there a few times when you guys were performing.
That's crazy. Because like it was... Like, we didn't even know. Like, it was more of like a drag show kind of
Yeah, it's
place.
Very big. It's
you know
right
I mean?
Off Gay Street,
it's
which
right
is
off
a
Christopher
big thing
Street.
For...
Well, it's next to the Stonewall, right?
Yeah,
right,
right
next to
that
it.
Happened.
And, you know, I think somebody was doing a comedy show, and they told us, "Hey, go and go see if you do it there." We went there to the Duplex, and they said, "Okay, you can have Monday night," or whatever it is, you know what I mean? And so we did a show. We invited all of our friends from college, and there are a lot that went to Colgate who live in the city. And they came on a Monday night, and they drank the place out of beer. Like we finished and every table was full of beer bottles, and they said, "Oh, you guys come back next Monday."
Yeah.
And then it was then it was Wednesday, and then it was Friday, and then it was let's sign a 2 month deal or whatever. And so we did shows there for probably 2 years.
And of the five of you, like who were the first to start like saying, "Okay, let's do something"? You know what I mean? Like, how did the five of you
in terms of?
So
Chenchecker was the guy. Chenchecker had he grew up in Chicago, and he had always done kind of stand-up, and he had done some stuff like Second City and Improv Olympic and those guys. You know, he had done – he's at, like in the summer when he was a kid, he would do stuff. And so he was the one who kind of pushed, like, let's get a comedy group going.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we were in college, he had been given the opportunity by – he was a theater guy, and he was given an opportunity by some other theater program to put together a thing. He said, I want to put together a comedy group. And so we just started assembling this comedy group together.
Mm-hmm.
And there was probably like 15 people in it then.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
And then somehow it whittled down to you five.
And it whittled down. It was like a war of attrition. Like people, you know, everyone figured we would never earn any money and I got to go get a job and whatever. And then it ended up being just the five of us. Like we had women.
Yuck.
Yeah, we did.
How were their energies? Were their energies as
very good energy? Very quality energy.
I like
funny energy.
All right, before we go any further, if you are a responsible adult over the age of 21 and you are living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, well, I have got fucking news for you. Now is the time to go to yoDelta.com, stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8 vapes and gummies for all your getting super-duper fucking high needs. If you're living in a state where it is legal and you're over the age of 21, now is the time. Stock up at yoDelta.com on everything Delta 8. It's found in hemp, can be legally shipped to most of the United States, and most importantly to our listeners, it gets you fucking high. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gapes. You can find a mix of gummies and vapes. Leave that in for all your getting stoned needs. And I can tell you from experiences around the office, not personally, that Delta 8 works. Go to yoDelta.com. They are the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. Once more, GAS at yoDelta.com. 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it. Also, we're going to play a game in a couple minutes.
Okay.
And I'll explain it to you in a second. But a couple of things that I thought was exciting. You've been on the show, as we said before, two other times.
Yeah.
Both times to announce the next season of the
Tacoma
hat you're wearing, Tacoma FD. And now the newest season is right around the corner as well.
Yeah, yeah, we finished it. We just finished editing like 3 weeks ago, and we shot 13 episodes, and it comes out this summer.
That's great. And, which is wild, Super Troopers 3, Winter Soldier,
spectacular,
is coming very soon, right?
Well, I think that's the next one we're going to make. I don't know if it's going to be Winter Soldier.
That's a great name.
It's a great name, and I think Jay started that. And
should just do that.
I won't shoot in a wintertime. It's too fucking cold.
You could do it like Summer Soldier, and everyone would know what you mean.
Sure. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But he wants to do it like on, like, what do you call it, snowmobiles and shit like
that.
Oh,
that's
funny.
You
know what I mean?
That's really great.
But I'm like, it's too cold. It's too cold.
Also, by the way, there's one other thing I learned. Did you know there's a very famous soccer player called Heffernan? Kevin Heffernan.
He's an Irish guy, right?
Irish guy. Yeah. Gaelic footballer.
Gaelic football. Jeez.
But like really well-respected, lots of info on him.
Think people know him more than they know me?
That's how old you are. I would say what your deal is, what you're into.
Lots of info on him. What info did you get?
I was just like overwhelming amount.
What did he score? I mean, it's a sport that you really have to like.
He also then became a big manager in football.
Okay.
Gaelic football.
So that's
you got to say that.
And he died very recently.
Okay.
So that's why.
Did he have any indiscretions? Any?
I didn't get into it that deep.
Scandals?
Yeah.
Any Kevin Heffernan scandals?
Did not get into that deep.
Okay.
Yeah, but I did.
I should actually.
I don't think it's professional.
Probably related to him.
Gaelic football.
I have no idea.
The guy was trying to explain it to me in Belfast.
Okay.
And it's
but
like,
it's not soccer?
No. So soccer's football.
Yeah.
Then there's Gaelic football. That's a lot like Australian rules football where they just run around.
Like a rugby type thing?
Yeah, but not. They don't really tackle, but they kind of, the referees dress like Truman Capote and they do this a lot. I swear to God. And then there's hurling where they wear like kilts and the balls dangle and they get hit in the balls.
Right.
Buy a ball, and everyone just goes and drinks at the pub after and calls each other the C word.
Wow. By the way, you have more knowledge on Gaelic football than I ever thought humanly possible.
That's great. Love Ireland. I think I could be Irish, even though I'm definitely not.
Are you not Irish?
No, not in the least. I don't think. But I don't know my
Have you been
dad.
To Ireland?
Yeah, I was there. I was there in Dublin and Belfast.
Like a visit, Galway. Or did you live there?
We did shows.
Okay,
and
gotcha,
we had a
gotcha.
Great time. Mm. Best days of my life.
I have never been to Ireland.
You know, I'm going in a month from now to run a half marathon.
You're going there. And I think I'm going in August.
Last week, mid-May, I think it is. The listeners hate hearing these stories, but I somewhere along the line got really into running. And
yeah.
I'm doing five half marathons in five different countries. I already did Iceland. Oh, thank you, Shannon. There's it.
Oh, that's good.
Iceland, Barcelona. Next is going to be Ireland, and then Hawaii.
Hawaii, which
is this a later in life thing? Like you found running?
I found running 50 when I was 100 pounds overweight, and I've lost 80 of those pounds.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
good. Look at good, Annie. Yeah, yeah. Look at this guy.
I could finally look down and see my penis as of a few months ago.
Holy shit.
If you lose the other 20.
80 pounds? Yeah. Good for you.
Should we play, should we organize a game of Gaelic football?
Sure.
Can I beat the shit out of you on the fucking, what's it called? The field?
The pitch?
The pitch?
I don't the pitch. Fucking know.
The hoof?
You don't think it's boring running?
No, you know why?
I don't want to get, you know,
I
beat
listen
it,
to.
I love it.
Oh, Shannon, hit the music one more time, please.
Like, you don't find, it's that boring as shit?
I listen to educational podcasts.
I try to do the same thing.
When I run.
I try to do the
same
thing.
And I learned so much shit, like words, polysyllabic words, James. Yeah.
You learned that from running?
You know what I was thinking about doing recently, which I don't know if it's going to work? Try to learn a language while I'm running.
That's
listen to a language. I think it might work. I don't know. Also, whenever, like, when the Go-Go's were on, I listened to her book while I was running, and I have all this fucking facts on her.
Wow. It's a good use of time.
Yeah,
there's no question about it.
And I feel like I'm improving my body and my mind at the same time.
But I don't retain anything.
Well, that's obvious.
The thing.
That's fucking obvious.
I think that's the thing. Like, if you get mad when you're running and you're upset and you're angry that you're running, you look at the world
differently. Well, I love it, but I just want the rhythm.
And you hate the Go-Go's. And then you're like, fucking Go-Go.
Man, I will never say
those
that.
Motherfucking Go-Go's.
I love the Go-Go's.
I'd love to be the sixth Go-Go. I'll go transition just to do it.
In my research on Tacoma FD, apparently the most common thing for fire departments is guys getting their wieners caught in things.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Not a storyline yet, to my knowledge.
No, we did. We did in the first season, we did that episode, and it was a Halloween, it was a Halloween night or whatever it was. Oh, full moon. Called Full Moon Fever, where everyone got their dicks caught and stuff.
Oh, okay. Maybe
spectacular.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And so
do you have a favorite one of those stories that you heard from someone? Because isn't like another your brother or someone?
Yeah,
is
my cousin is
a
consultant. He's a firefighter. He's been a firefighter for like 28 years. And so he had all these stories. And he tells like a lot of stories you can't do, you know, on a TV show. But like, you know, he had guys who put, you know, we put it in the show. A guy put his wedding ring on his dick.
When it was soft, I hope.
Yes. And then it got hard.
Oh.
Why would you do that?
And then he got in trouble. He missed his wife. Loved his wife, I guess. Missed
his
wife.
And he was going to whack off with it on?
I guess. I don't know.
How about just keep it on the finger? That's the same.
That's probably
thing.
Safer.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here?
By the way, my favorite Reddit comment of all time. I don't know if you've ever seen this. And Shannon, you probably could find it. They asked someone, if you could have sex with anyone in history, who would it be?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And this guy writes this heartfelt thing about how his wife passed away 5 years ago. And I never, you know, something like, it was so beautiful. Like, you know, you don't know what it's like till you found your true love. And I would give up anything just to have sex with this woman one more time. The true love of my life. She meant the world to me. I would do anything to be with her one more night.
Right.
The next comment was, I also choose this guy's dead wife. And I laughed for 20 minutes when I saw that comment.
Okay.
And one of the favorite comments on Reddit.
Did dead wife come back?
If you, what'd you say?
Did dead wife retort?
Yeah. No, he did not. He did not.
Did you hear that? Retort.
Retort's a good word. That is one of my favorite comments of all.
Please allow me.
If you do Reddit dead wife comment, Shannon, I'm sure it'll be there, but it doesn't matter. But anyway.
I just found like the comment itself, like without the.
Okay,
comments.
I also choose this guy's dead wife. It's fucking good. Yeah. But in relation to the penis thing at the top, was apparently you're known as Tuna Can Penis.
I've been called the tuna can at times,
Which does not sound like a compliment.
Well, it depends. It's wider than it is long.
If it was 11 tuna can penis, that would be more fascinating.
True. But we did that. And then, you know, that was a nickname that I've had in my life. And we did a little thing about it on the show about tuna can.
There's no shame in girth. Last night at the Cellar.
It's a great title for a book, by the way.
Yeah, there's no shame in girth. Attell asked the women, what's too big? And then he asked us comics. And Simeon Goodson, the great Simeon Goodson, goes, baby, you just got to have the girth. And it got like an applause break.
Okay.
Girth has right now become the leader in the clubhouse.
Girth is the new length?
Girth is the new length.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's like 50 is the new 30, that kind of thing.
Yeah, buddy, it's unbelievable.
Okay.
And is the last question, we'll get into the games. Is your favorite gift to receive still fart toys?
Fart toys, yes. But I think it's easy. Like, I think people know that I like to get fart toys.
Okay.
And so it becomes easy. You know, like little things that fart or make fart noises.
You have a favorite
noises.
One? There's one that's like, oh, this guy nailed it. It's the best fart.
I still have a Santa Claus that, you know, like if you, and you squeeze his belly and he farts.
That's fun.
Which I like. That's fun, right?
He's being naughty.
Yeah.
You bring him cold now?
Whoopee cushions, fart box, you know, all that shit. Once somebody thinks that's what you like, then everybody gives you that stuff. You know?
Okay. So now, I'm going to give you the background on this game we're about
to play. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Please get me too.
Okay. So... There is a comedy.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. There is a comedy festival that is put on through this network. We're sponsors. We help put it on every year called Skankfest.
Right.
And it sells out every year. Tickets are going on sale again and guaranteed to sell out. It's in September of this year.
September, okay.
last year, I had this, what I thought was brilliant idea. We have someone that works here, a social media guy.
Yeah.
His name's Blind Mike, gay Blind Mike. He's over there, right? I'm not telling tales out of school here, I feel, by saying this. He is a virgin, or was a virgin at the time, right? He's 20-something, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, here's a great idea. We at SDR, we know a lot of porn stars. Vegas is the land of porn stars, right?
Sure.
Let's do dating game, legit dating game, with him asking questions to three porn stars, and one of them will absolutely fuck him afterwards.
Okay.
And that is content galore.
Okay.
We weren't going to film the actual penetration. We were filming him going into the hotel room and coming out
coming
and talking
out
about it.
Coming out a man, right? Okay, I got you.
I flew out the day, so it's a weekend long, right? Okay. I think it starts on Thursday's a pre-show thing. Friday's the first official day to Sunday, whatever, right? I come out Friday. I'm on a plane for 3 hours, turn my phone on when I land, and it blows up with, I'm going to say, 40 text messages from our publicist, from Shannon, from different people that apparently the night before they got wind of it on another show that we were doing this. They brought it up on the show, and then they said, well, why don't we solve that right now instead?
Oh.
And I'm sorry to say this to the woman, unattractive older woman. Is that a fair way to put it, Shannon? It's probably in her late 50s, right?
Oh, that's a lot. Well, I don't think she's in
maybe
her late 40s.
50s.
She's going to be someone's dead wife.
Eventually. I don't think so.
Or
not
mom. Even,
not
or
by
mom.
Looking at her. But let's put it this way. Three beautiful porn stars.
Yeah.
Or some woman that's at Skankfest to potentially just randomly say, I'll fuck him drunk, right?
Yeah.
So not only did it not go well, right?
Okay.
Where I don't even think he...
But wait, so he...
He just said, fine, let's do it.
Jumped the gun on
Jumped the gun on... And then, by the way, that's bad enough. But then they started posting pics about it and talking about it. The porn stars got wind of it. The publicist got wind of it. All the porn stars backed out because the whole idea was he was a virgin.
Virgin flower.
And so then I come to the show to find... I walk into the venue and everyone's like, fuck, they took your idea. I was like, I had no idea what's going on. Like, what the fuck is happening? And we end up not doing our show because the show's that night. What are we doing now? I'm not going to find girls randomly. So we blew off the whole
show. Why would Mike violate your loyalties?
Here's what I think about it. Okay. I don't 100% blame Mike. It's like he's sweating. I don't 100% blame Mike.
Let it out, baby.
Because a horny 20-something year old is given the opportunity, you know, you're going to take it, right?
Yeah.
But needless to say, the part that I do blame him is don't fucking post about it. You could have just, if it stayed within the little bubble of Skankfest, no one would have found out about it.
Right, and then you keep the event.
We could have kept the event.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right,
the girls wouldn't have found out, blah, blah, blah.
Baby, when you popped that cherry, I was a late bloomer. I was at the record store the next day in between, like at lunch at UNLV. Baby, I bought a Bad Brain CD. I told the girl, she's like, oh, this is a good one. And I'm like, yeah, you know what else was good? I lost my virginity last night.
I get it.
You got to tell everybody.
You're telling everybody.
I get it. So, Blind Mike, come in here, please. So this is what we're doing.
Okay. So he lost his virginity.
He lost his virginity, but he didn't ejaculate. So I don't know if he really lost his virginity. He just...
Okay. All right, what are we, Samantha? What are we, the president under trial?
Yeah, but by the way, I do feel...
Inhale?
I don't know. Is that? I guess it is. You lost your virginity, but most of us don't come.
Come a lot in my life, unfortunately. Yeah, well, we can discuss that another time. Next time the plumber's over.
No, let's get into it.
I'm gonna bring you closer to me because.
Come on.
What the fuck is this?
So, Mike, did you at least enjoy yourself in this?
There's sandwiches on this chair. What the fuck is this?
Holy shit! Get the cleaning people in here.
There's a whole sandwich sitting in here. Just could someone throw this out? God even knows how old. That's
great.
Disgusting.
I thought it was for me.
Oh, at least it doesn't smell. What the fuck is that?
So that's for me.
It's so. A, someone broke the rule of eating in the studio. Someone broke the rule of eating in the studio.
I think it's the remnants of the girl he had sex with, vagina.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So here's the game we're going to play.
Too soon.
Sorry. Shannon is going to read a quote from a movie of yours.
Kevin. Okay.
You have to guess what movie it's from.
Okay.
If you're right, a charity of your choice, our show will donate $20 per question to that charity.
Okay.
Okay. If you're wrong, Mike's got to down a beer.
They're,
Mike's got to get on. Your mic's not on. Can you bring the beers in, Shannon, if you don't mind? They're not here. Sorry to make you run, Shannon.
He just walked away from the beers to go into the room, by the way.
That's really hilarious.
That's right, because he's got this thing. What is this thing?
What is it? Some fucking energy drink. Sorry, Shannon.
It's a rough drink. It's not as good as C4. It feels like a street drug.
C4? I've tried it before. It makes my blood itch.
More than this shit? I drink this shit. It's kind of like when you see in the movies when guys settle for meth instead of Coke. It's what it feels like.
And so, Mike, do you drink? Are you a
avid? Almost too much, someone would argue.
Yeah, by the way, we just came back from Jamaica. We took 14 of our staff to Jamaica for the week.
For fun or for shows?
It's like a retreat.
Team building.
Of the team building retreat, you know? We do it every year.
Trust falls and shit like
trust
that?
Trust falls and, glory holes, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, and by the way.
Yeah, zip lining.
We did dolphin swimming.
You did?
Yeah, last year we climbed up a waterfall together, dumb shit like that. But I am, as someone who doesn't do any drugs at all, was astonished at the amount of drugs and alcohol these people consume.
Well, I mean, you're in Jamaica.
I mean, but
he
like.
He gets it.
What the heck?
He gets it.
Well, I'll tell you, like, when we figured out how much alcohol was, like, you have to stock the villa, you know?
Yeah.
And they misunderstood us when we put it in because there's two villas for the whole staff. They doubled the order by accident. And I'm like, oh, shit, so much alcohol. By day three, it was all gone anyway.
Sure, you need more.
Crazy. Nuts. Man, the first thing in the morning, rolling blunts before the fucking coffee's even done brewing. Wild. Give him credit. Shannon and I, the only two idiots that did nothing but.
Did you go?
No.
Just the engineers, producers, stuff like that. No talent.
He went?
Steph.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the time of my life.
No host, just Steph. Although Shannon and I basically both hosts as well, but no host, just Steph.
Okay.
But yeah, first time out of the country.
No shit, huh?
I went to Canada, but this is the first like exotic place, I would say.
Sure.
I mean, Canada's pretty exotic.
Very
exotic. Depends on where you go.
All right, so get ready. So what are you going to do? Shannon, are you gonna do we have a quote pulled or are you going to read the quote?
I'm going to read the quote.
Yeah, because probably it would be too obvious from the movie. Exactly.
And it's from any like appearance.
Yeah, anything you've ever done.
This kid's out of control. You're taking a ball. He's already
smoking meth.
What the fuck are you doing?
He's drinking. Yeah,
do you want to shoot up too?
Shooting up creatine.
What do you want to do?
What are you holding?
What are you holding?
And by the way, one of the drugs on the trip, I think no one really knew how strong or how it was going to affect everyone. And I watched them doing this like, take a look. Yeah, that's probably enough. I don't know. Maybe a little. Like they did fucking.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. No idea.
Some kind of mixture between Molly and acid.
Yeah, it was something.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It was yucky.
It's just, and then, I mean, it's wild.
I think
and
I
so
did better
you just
in Nashville.
Sit there and watch.
I watch. Me and Shannon, by the way, had one night together.
Yeah.
When they were all, was it that night? No.
No,
it was the mushroom night. Yeah. They were all mushrooms. And we were observing, and I think we had a better time than all. I mean, probably not, because they were laughing so hard.
They were having so much fun, and it brought so us joy to see how much fun they were having.
There's one guy on the team that is known to never smile. He just doesn't fucking. And he was just smiling ear to ear.
Holy shit.
It was really nice to see.
Okay.
But anyway. So.
That's nice.
What would be the charity of choice that Kevin Heffernan's going to pick?
Holy shit, I don't know.
Do you have one?
BrokenLizard.com? Kids with Big Dicks.
TunaCanCox.com.
That's a really important one.
Yeah,
they've been through a lot
for the poor kids who have big dicks.
Yep. You don't have anyone that none that. I mean, I did tell you 40 minutes ago that we were going to do this.
Tell me your wellness. Tell me a wellness one. Why don't I do that?
My it's not a charity for my.
No, but you must know a wellness
I
charity.
Don't know a wellness
would
charity.
You do the Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, if he was, okay, that's fine.
Let's
that
do
sounds
it.
Nice.
That's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
We can hand deliver it. Right.
I don't think
it's right by the neighborhood.
I don't think I could name three charities.
Can I be annoying, James? Can you point the mic to your mouth, please?
I would love to.
Yeah, for God's sake,
Jesus
Christ! Hey,
do that voice
too.
Again.
Let me do that too.
This is what I do. This is my new voice.
Get down in there, bro.
I'm the new Tom White.
All right, so Shannon, let's get this started.
All right, Ronald McDonald House.
Ronald McDonald House. You may win about $200-$300, or you get nothing.
That's a noble cause. Here we go.
Shannon, and begin.
All right, first quote is, she got hit in the throat, and now she sounds like an old-timey jazz singer.
Okay, that's Tacoma FD.
Very good.
Okay. So
is that what I'm supposed to say, who says it?
They're all going to be
all
you.
Oh, okay, great.
It's just about which movie. So now we got one in the win column.
Okay.
All right.
Wait,
okay, so now he has to drink
if you're wrong.
Yeah.
This is, you know,
what
I got pride versus want to get the guy drunk.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah, we want to get him drunk before 1:30.
Because I think that was
this jailbait child.
Because the next one he goes, I think it was Star Wars 3. What? No, that's not, you weren't even in that.
But when I get it right, it goes to charity,
yeah,
right? Oh, that's a nice thing.
And you get it wrong, he's drinking. Okay. So right now we're $20 into
all right,
the charity. You got that so far, Shannon? Are we all on the same page?
Yep.
All right, next.
Okay, That kangaroo is no longer with us. The champ actually killed him during a sparring session.
Slammin' Salmon.
Yep.
By the way, such an underrated film.
Great. It's a good. I watched it with my kids recently.
Fucking love
my teenage
that movie.
Kids. And it's great.
It's a really good movie.
He's good, that Michael Clarke Duncan.
Yeah, he's also
R.I.P.
He passed away, but was very funny.
Talented
like,
man.
Super funny, yeah. But terrifying.
Terrifying and funny. He's like a Terry Crews.
Yeah.
But I would say bigger.
Bigger and not as like, and kind of meaner.
Meaner. Yeah.
And like you, I mean, not in real life, he was a sweet guy, but you never knew when to yell cut because it might piss him off. So you just didn't yell cut.
And also he does comedy and he did some great dramatic stuff too.
He did.
Spectacular.
Green Mile.
Yeah. Green Mile. Pretty wild.
But crazy dude.
It's cool.
Big crazy dude.
Any moments on the set with him that stick out of like, well, that was wild?
Well, I mean, he had all kinds of stories. Like he told us a story about he wanted to impress. He had a girlfriend who he wanted to impress about. It was important to know your surroundings and always be aware of your surroundings. You know, control. Mm-hmm. So what he did is one night he hid in the bushes with a ski mask and a knife.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. I think she was maybe a Lakers cheerleader. I can't remember. And she came home.
Oh my God.
And he jumped out of the bushes. This guy is 6'6", 350 pounds.
And a also built, not just me.
Great
when
shape.
I was 330, I was just fat.
Yeah.
He's big. Great shape.
Jumped, tackled to the ground, put the knife to her throat, and said, "This is why you got to pay attention."
Oh my God.
And I was like, "Oh, that's the lesson that you taught."
That what the hell?
Did they stay together?
I don't know.
They couldn't have stayed together.
I don't know. He may not have, because the other thing was this. We gave him some steaks as a present.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me into his trailer. And he said, "Kevin, thank you for the gift, but I don't eat steak." And I said, "Oh, why not?" He said, "Mad cow disease." And I said, "You don't eat steak because you're afraid of mad cow disease?" He said, "Yes." I said, "All right, well, what'd you do with the steak?" He said, "I gave it to my girlfriend." I was like, "So mad cow disease is all right for her.
For her, not for him.
But not for you."
I also did put a knife by her throat. So maybe he's really trying to tell you something.
All right, next
I love that guy.
So next anyway, one,
go.
Shannon.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to be sad if I can't stump you at all, by the way.
We're two in. Two for two. Well, maybe he throws it to let this kid get drunk.
We'll I should throw it.
Okay. We're not, by the way, if you get it wrong, we're not deducting anything from charity, just so you know. We're not like,
okay.
You know, the money's hard.
And like, just so I know, like, how many think we're going to do? So like,
I think it's about 10?
I have 13 in total.
Right. Okay, good.
So we're two in.
Okay. By the way, if you want to throw it and be like, "I don't know it," and then after he drinks, be like, "Oh, maybe I remember it."
And how much does he drink if I get
a beer?
A full?
I think a full beer.
Oh, holy shit.
All right.
That's okay. Great. We should have got a full.
Mike, can you do that?
I can.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I went to college.
You did?
Yeah.
Hide it well. All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
This guy.
It's just a habit. I could see how tight you were from a mile away.
Club Dread.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I feel maybe he's going to get them all. That's good.
Tree for tree.
I mean, that's good. I got a good memory. Tree. I've got a good memory.
Okay.
Mike. Fuck. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
It's like, I feel like you're going to get this one. It's like I'm spelunking in an underground cave of urine.
Oh.
I feel like he's faking.
I don't know. I don't know that one. But I don't know that one.
Oh. All right.
Sorry, Mike.
If you remember it afterwards, that'd just be convenient.
Oh, now that I see you drinking...
Look at this. It's like he's slipping on
he's doing
mama's
way
teeth.
Better than I would have done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mike.
Oh, my God.
Mike. Mike. It scares the shit out of me.
Holy shit.
Okay. Did that jog your memory?
Did it jog your memory?
Beer Fest?
No.
Oh, shit.
Wow. It's Tacoma FD.
You're a winner, Shannon.
Yeah. Oh, right. That was the first episode. That was the pilot. That was the pilot.
Oh, pilot. What's that again?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Legit. That was a legit.
A legit flub.
I didn't lie. Okay.
So, by the way, you can film a pilot and it never gets released, and it's still
that's
called
correct.
A pilot.
I had a pilot canceled at the table read.
Okay. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Great times.
Okay. Was it because of you?
Nice country. No.
Did
it's
someone
a long
tank
story.
It? Somebody tank it?
Someone tanked it, and the executives pounded Bud Lights. It was great.
All right, so we are now three rights and one wrong.
Okay.
Want me to punch a size your face for free?
Okay. That's Super Troopers.
Yes. Okay.
We know that one.
Well, I might, and it's going to maybe surprise people.
It might be embarrassing if I...
I enjoyed Super Troopers 2, I think, more than I enjoyed Super
Troopers
1.
Oh, thank
1.
You. Thank
is
you.
Is that a...
I don't...
Anti-most people?
I don't... Maybe it is, but I don't think it's because I think, like, we knew what we were doing better. Mm. Like, we
which
didn't know
is,
the first
way,
time.
Not that it doesn't... Yeah. It doesn't sway my opinion anyway.
Yeah.
Either. Which is the one... One or two is from Happiness is in Your Asshole. That
would, two.
That I mean, that's one of my
yeah.
favorite scenes
that's
of all
a great
time.
Scene. That came from a Lemmy stand-up bit.
Oh, really?
Where, he told the story about meeting a French guy, and then we put it in the movie.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. What was your favorite two, like, film, like to just like perform in?
To film? Super Troopers is great because that character is such an asshole. Like the character you play. Sometimes it's just nice to be.
Being Farva.
Yeah, to be a nice asshole. But, you know, when you direct, it's fun too. So like this last one, Quasi, a lot of fun. Get to put wigs on, talking accents, and that awesome. Kind of shit.
Who had the worst accent?
Well, I made fun of Chandler Sekhar a lot because he was doing a British accent, but he would do like a different British guy in every scene. So like he was like, you know, Senator Palpatine or whatever. Yeah. And then he was like somebody from like whatever, you know, I don't know, Hugh
like a little cockney,
Grant
a little,
or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, so everyone had a different British accent. So
that's pretty funny.
We made fun of him.
All right. Next one, Shannon.
All right. I'm going to try to do this one without laughing. You know they have Eskimo hookers up here. When they have sex, they really get Inuit.
Spectacular.
I love that line.
That's a good line. That's Super Troopers 2.
Yeah, that is. Right. You should have said it. We should have said one just to make them drink. Yeah. So now we're four Z's into.
Okay. Okay.
Right. I think it is maybe time to lie again soon.
Are you leading the witness?
I want to give him a chance to digest. You know, it's.
Okay.
Mike, we're also going running after this too.
Yes. Yeah.
Up to the Upper East Side.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to pass it anally. Coffee, cigarettes, laxatives.
That's the Slammin' Salmon.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Doing all right so far.
Yeah, he's right.
No, he's right.
I'm right.
Take it easy. Take it easy, Junior.
Now we're five.
No, just wait. It's
I'm
coming.
All right. Yeah.
Five rights. That's a
No, I think he's at six.
No, five right, one wrong.
Feel bad. Oh,
five. No, I have six.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Someone went to Nevada school and is better than your fancy pants New York bullshit.
By the way, does your law degree ever come in handy? Because you have that.
Never. I do have a law degree.
Never looked at contracts?
I do, but I'm not, you know, I'm not that good.
Okay, fair enough.
That's why I'm in this business.
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi,
Shannon.
Tessio was always smarter.
Yeah.
Hell, I can say meow. I can say moo. For $20, I'll call the guy a chicken fucker.
I mean, that's a.
Made someone laugh out there.
God, I wasn't ready for that one. I almost did a spit test.
I don't remember what that one's from.
Okay, time to drink again.
Shit.
Go get him, Junior.
I give you credit, by the way. I didn't think you'd be nailing them all as easily as you did.
I think he really knows. Look at this one.
He knows it.
That's one that people ask me to quote to them.
Everybody wants some. I want some.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
Too.
God damn it. That's amazing, Mike.
Mike, this is crazy.
Good work, Mike.
You've pounded more than your body weight.
I would throw right up.
I can't believe if he's going to throw up, you got to throw up out of here. Don't do it in here.
Yeah, bring that sandwich back.
He's all right. Yeah. He's all right.
Fuck.
Do you want to say?
Oh, he can't cough after we choke him with that shit.
He's got a shark tooth Netflix. He's all right.
Do you want to say what that's really from?
What's it from?
That's Super Troopers 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the one, Super Troopers 1, where you feel is what's quoted to you the
yeah,
most?
Yeah, that's the quotable. Beer Fest gets a lot of quotes too, but Super Troopers 1 is definitely.
And also, by the way, it seems like if you look online, so many people want you guys to do like a weed fest.
Yeah.
Is that something that's even thought of, or it's not something you're going to
do? We talk about it, but like what happened was we shot, we worked on the Dukes of Hazzard, the remake of the Dukes of Hazzard, and we met Willie Nelson, and we became friends with Willie Nelson, who's a great guy, and he came and did a cameo for us for Beer Fest. Mm-hmm. The closing scene of Beer Fest, Willie Nelson came, which is a good friend to have, right?
Awesome.
So we make a joke at the end of the movie, say, yeah, coming soon.
Weed Fest.
Pot Fest, yeah. Right. And so it was just a joke, though. And then everyone started kind of latching onto it and be like, hey, was Willie going to do it? And then we started getting like these calls, like Cheech and Chong.
That'd be great.
Snoop
makes
Dogg.
Sense.
Like all these people are like, is Willie doing the Pot Fest movie with you guys? Because we'll do it, too. And so it kind of grew into this, yeah, we're going to do it. And then we became legal. It wasn't as subversive anymore.
But I mean, beer is legal.
You're right. You're right. And so we've talked about doing it. And I think we wrote a script at one point for it.
Okay.
And then it just kind of got tabled.
That was my other question, which is that Quasi was something you started on fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Are there other scripts sitting around the Broken Lizard secret home office?
Yes, there are a lot of them.
That you started and just said they're just sitting there.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. And so, you know, if the movie does all right, maybe we can dust some of them off.
We'll see. Quasi, coming out April 20th.
420.
420, which was also the release date, I think, of the last one.
It was Super Troopers, yeah. They decided that that's
your release
holiday.
That's you.
420.
So, I mean, what a great holiday to release Weed Fest on.
It would be great. Yeah, although, my dad was like, what's this thing with 420? You know, he's 80. He's like, what's this thing with 420? And I was like, well, he's like, what? He goes, is this Hitler's birthday thing? And I was like, what?
He went
He went right there. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Is it Hitler's birthday?
April 20th. And I said, like, how do you know that, Dad? Huh. He said, well, I got a buddy who's got a 420 birthday, and we always make fun of him every year because he's the same birthday as him.
I thought it'd be cool if his answer was far different. Was because...
I know, that's what I was afraid of.
We all honor the Führer on that day.
I was afraid of
all the great work that he did.
But he thought
Johnny
that we
Rotten.
Were... putting the movie out for Hitler's birthday. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Still, my favorite Hitler joke is that not a lot of people know this, is that Hitler was an artist.
Yeah.
And then you say, but he also liked to paint. That is a good offensive joke.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My favorite
was
George
Carlin.
So,
what ball joke right there?
Okay.
George Carlin, you know Hitler had one ball. Do you think he had two strikes against him? I love it. Ralph, I don't know if you understand that. Baseball has this thing called balls and strikes. Now, four balls is a walk. You get a base. Three, you're out.
I knew the hat trick reference. The top shot. Okay, next one, Shannon.
I'm glad that Weed has taken over the Hitler thing, though.
Yeah.
They took it back.
That makes one of us.
Yeah.
It's also Dave Smith's birthday.
Is it? I didn't know that. Oh, well. Fine. Okay. All right. Shannon, next one.
Okay. Next one is Let's Get Sour on Some Krauts.
That's Beer Fest.
Yep.
Okay. What perfect timing for that one.
It was. That's how I feel generally.
Okay. No book bag, no deal. Book bag, no deal.
That's Puddle Cruiser. That's the first movie.
That's the first movie. That's I thought the first you might movie. Not get that one because it was the first that's movie.
My manager still, who I've been with for 30 years, still quotes that line to
me.
Oh,
wow. Maybe get the next one wrong so we can see what happens.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we wait for the last one?
Did we close the deal?
You should do two more.
We have three more.
Okay.
Three more.
I feel like you should throw two of them.
Yeah. We only have one beer left.
No, we got the beer.
Oh, I have more.
I got this.
Okay. Back off, fun pig. You want to fun fucking arrest me? You better get a fun fucking warrant. Otherwise, stay out of my fun fucking face.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think.
I think Jar Jar Binks said that in
there. Yeah, that was what it was. Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars 5.
That is incorrect.
Right. Menace.
Oh, no.
The menace of.
Right. Menace to a childhood.
Phantom
He's
Menace.
This already.
Phantom Menace.
Kid, you're a wild boy.
Three's a lot.
Three down like that is pretty wild.
Guys, it's one. Is it even one? It's 131 on the nose.
Way to pull the fucking curtain back.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm sure everyone knows. Get out of here. Get a job.
It says it right there.
Thank you.
You all right, Mike?
Gosh. Shannon, bring in one more just
Never
in case.
Never felt better.
How you feeling, Mike?
Bring in a jug of turkey.
Bloated.
Bloated? Well, I'd imagine.
Need like a bucket.
You need a little bucket. Weight, Bubba.
By the way, I don't think I could down one beer. That's how much of a puss I am.
Really?
I don't down them.
I don't think I could.
You could do
Not
it.
Not right now, anyway. Thank you. On my way to my health food store right now.
Shannon, could I also get some water, please?
I got to go to my health
You got to raw dog it, Bubba.
I feel bad for you. All right, if you get it wrong.
I don't feel bad. He deserves this.
I'll
Keep
drink,
in mind.
He I'll drink up. One with him if he drinks.
Oh, by the way, let me announce this. Yeah, I forgot to announce this, Shannon. Shit. So at the next Gangfest, we decided to do something that no one could steal the idea from us.
Ooh.
Because we're going to do, that one was too easy. Anybody could get him late, you know? So I'm doing what we're calling the SDR contest, right? The details will come up. I don't know those yet.
I was going to tell you.
But the winner gets to have sex, drugs, and rock and roll. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
You get to perform on stage with a band at Skankfest. You get to have sex with a porn star in a movie.
In a movie?
In a porn.
Wow. Okay.
And you get to smoke weed with Big J and Lewis.
My goodness.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And the winner will do that. We'll figure out the three finalists.
Great.
The three finalists will be flown. They won't be flown. They'll get free tickets to Skankfest.
But what's the content?
That part I haven't figured out
yet.
But the winner, that's the winning.
I'm excited. I know. I'm there this year.
Oh, cool.
Unless I get...
You'll be a part of the show.
Unless I'm in Ireland again. But whatever. I think we're fine.
So that we're
you
now...
love fucking Ireland.
That's what happened last time. But whatever.
Love the
I'm
Irish.
Excited. I'm from Vegas, so this is great.
Okay.
Go home.
That's what's going to happen.
You love
sex, drugs, and rock
Irish.
And roll.
It's pretty nice up there.
All right, Shannon, we got two more?
So nice people up there.
All right, two more. Then we'll do plugs and get out of here.
All right.
Okay, just cleaning out the old locker. She stinks like ass, but I'll sure miss her. I guess you could say that about all my girls.
That's Super Troopers 1.
Oh, yes. Great. I'm glad you got it right, because this kid's rough right now.
This is going to die.
Baby, you okay?
You going to die?
No, I just have to burp a lot.
Okay.
Bubba, I don't want nothing bad
I'm
happening.
Smelling that beer, I'll tell you that.
You're smelling a lot right now, Bubba.
As long as he doesn't shit his pants or vomit, I'm good.
No, there's so much bubbles.
Okay, well, that's called it's called the beer, buddy. It's like he just discovered that.
Sure.
I feel like I should have. I was trying to not do deep cuts because I feel like there are sometimes we have actors on and they don't remember anything.
I didn't. By the
done.
Way, I didn't realize Mr. Heffernan.
This is impressive that you.
I wrote
this.
Them.
Autistic
He's
memory.
A He's
I
a
wrote them.
Doesn't matter.
You think Shakespeare? What are you going to quote Shakespeare if he was here?
I edited them.
And he wouldn't know.
Them.
But it's 20 years ago.
Maybe next time Kevin comes on, I will do a challenge against him where I try to stump him, and if he gets it right, then I drink.
Oh, I love that, Shannon. I love that idea,
Shannon.
Okay, last one. When God created Canada, it was the universe farting.
I got one more in me. just before you answer.
That's the last one, question. Right?
Yeah. Last one.
I have one more image.
Okay.
This is the final countdown.
God, I'm not sure what it is.
Let's do this here.
I'll have one with you.
That's How's nice. That?
All right. I'm going to need a minute, but I will do it.
Oh, this poor guy.
All right, so he'll drink it.
Do your plugs first, or do the first.
No, he's been on the show 3 times already. Do the first.
Stop bullying Ralph.
He's a little drunk. He's got a little mouthy.
Can I do my first?
Yeah, well, we know your fucking first experience. What about the
Kathy, the housewife.
What is the first concert you ever went to, Mike?
Do you want me to run the intro?
Yeah, run the intro. Sorry, run the intro. First
time. This is insanity.
Your first concert.
First concert. Mike is dying now.
Good.
Now he's dying. Oh my God.
Oh, that felt so good.
Can I tell you a story about?
Now I'm here.
I don't know if I told you this last time I was on it. The great thing is, I guess, you know, we talk about what our first concerts are, and that's always a great memory. My son, I don't know if we talked about this last time. My son's first concert now for the rest of his life, he went with his mom and his sisters, and they saw Katy Perry. And that forever will be my son's first concert.
That's pretty fun.
Whenever they have this conversation.
He has to bring
Katy
that up.
Katy Perry.
He has to bring that up.
There's going
to
be a generation of that.
You think so?
I think because that's kids aren't listening to like metal and punk and shit like we all do.
You're not going
to
have the cool stories like I saw Zeppelin as an opening band.
It ain't going to happen no more.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like my first concert was, what's his name? Fuck, I forgot his name. It's the guy that everyone loves now that wore the dress. Shit.
David Bowie?
No, he's the new one, the pop kid from One Direction. Everyone loves.
Harry Styles.
That's going to be the story. You know,
that's like, everyone's now.
Yeah, now it's going to be that. It's not going to be cool rock and roll or some weird.
Sure.
It's going to be goofy thing.
My kid's Katy Perry.
That's funny. You think he kissed a girl and he liked it?
Probably.
What? All right.
Whoa. Are we going to play this game now without her?
First concert, Mike.
You're just so hot and cold, Ralph.
So this one's actually going to be kind of surprising. Ralph, you know that I used to be really into like church youth group stuff.
I do know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I do know that.
You've proven it now.
So thank you, James. there is a Christian music festival in Western Pennsylvania called Creation.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to that with my youth group, and I got to see Skillet. I don't know if you
know Skillet.
Heard of
them. They had a couple of like actual crossover rockets.
They were great. Yeah. Hero is really good. Yeah. And the other one I saw was a Christian hip-hop artist named Lecrae.
Don't know that.
And that's LaCroix.
No. Whoops. Okay. Oopsies.
No, I'm sorry. That would be good, though, wouldn't it?
Refreshing drink.
Yeah.
Always good on set.
LaCroix,
But that was like the first time where I'm like, wow, this is like a really, you know, they had the pyrotechnics and stuff like that. That was like my real first time where I'm like, wow, they put a lot of money in this.
How old were you?
14, maybe 15, something like that.
And the first drug you ever did after weed?
Mushrooms, actually.
In Jamaica.
No, this was in college, and there's a story that I'm not going to tell here, but I mean, man, the mushrooms got me.
All right, fair enough.
Just like the Bud Lights have gotten you.
Yes.
You
got to
do it. And now people have the honor of drinking with Kevin Heffernan.
I'll drink with you.
How's that, Mike?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Cheers, buddy.
That's Burpee
McGee.
Awesome.
Very good.
Burpee Cheers. McGee.
Look at this. Look at this.
Look at that. He's down it just as fast.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Heloise.
Good for you, sir. Nice job.
You're a man. A man, man, man.
All right, so let's go around and
room.
He might.
If he dies.
He won't die from the beer. He'll just vomit.
All right, so the new movie Quasi comes out 4/20. The new season of Tacoma FD out this summer. Super Troopers title yet to be determined.
Sure.
Sometime soon, hopefully. 3?
I think it might be Super Troopers Farva's Wedding.
That would be fun.
That might be it.
That'd be
cool. Still like Winter Soldier, to be honest.
It's great. It's a great name, but I don't want to work in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
He likes to relax, baby.
You could like Summer Cadet or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Do a play on words that way. Might be fun.
Summertime fun.
Is that beer under your nose, or did you put Vicks on before you came in?
That's beer.
Okay.
At Heffernan Rules on Instagram, at Broken Lizard on Instagram. Anything else you want to plug before we go around the room?
No, it's just Quasi. Go see, watch Quasi on Hulu. I say go see it.
Go see it in your living room.
Go see it with your friends, 4/20.
Yeah. Mike, since you're on, anything you want to plug?
So,
Skillet!
Real Ass Podcast engineer Natalie DeChico does a Gas Digital wrap-up show with me, and you can find that on the Gas Digital YouTube page at Gas Digital Network. Go ahead and subscribe to the Gas Digital Network to see more bonus content. Use code BEST for a 7-day free trial. Yeah. And you can follow me at ThatBlindMike on Instagram and YouTube. Sometimes I like to post the songs I'm listening to there.
By the way, that Natalie father is the one who owns Duplex right now.
Oh, really?
That's yeah. So cool. James, your plugs.
I've made him some money in my day.
There it is, baby. There it is. The James Mattern.
I love that you always say that to me.
The James Mattern. Think pattern with an M, everybody. The James Mattern. Instagram, YouTube. Go to YouTube and watch my unique comedy documentary special, The Check Spot, where I perform while everyone pays their bills. The worst part of the comedy show, The Check Spot. Check it out. What else am I promoting? That's good enough.
The Drop.
Oh, watch. Just watch goddamn Super Maximum Retro Show on Vice every Tuesday at 10 p.m. So a second season happens and I can work more.
Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Okay, we already know the answer, I think. We've asked him before. He does not believe in ghosts. Right. I think we always had a song of the week. I think just because James brought it up, pull up DVDA, Now You're a Man.
Now you're a man.
It's a great song. Honestly, dude.
What is it? It's from Orgasmo?
It's from Orgasmo. Yeah. It's the South Park guys. It's the fake band, DVDA. Yeah. It was awesome. Everyone, a round of applause for Mr. Kevin.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Oh, by the way, follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. I'm on my way to the opening of the Good Sugar Store on 3rd Avenue, 69th Street. I will see everyone next time on the SDR Show.
Listening to the SDR Show.